This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The big news this week is that Janet Jackson has announced her first world tour in 4 years. The Unbreakable Tour will help promote her first new studio album in 7 years, kicking off first in Vancouver, Canada, and then will move its way through the U.S. The tour stops at the LA Forum October the 16th. No release date for the new album has been announced, but we'll keep you posted. We announced last week about the Harry Potter attraction coming to Universal Studios Hollywood next year. Well, in the meantime, Universal is about to open its hugely awaited Fast and Furious ride this Thursday. The 3D imagery is projected onto the biggest 360-degree screens in the world and puts you behind the wheel at speeds of 150 miles per hour. It's an amazing technical achievement and will be a huge draw here. The Universal Studios tour is celebrating its 50th anniversary this summer. Congrats! Speaking of Universal Studios, they are so happy about how well Pitch Perfect 2 has done at the box office. It's earned $242 million so far, and so they've announced the release of Pitch Perfect 3. Not a surprise. It will be coming to theaters July 21st, 2017, with Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson already set to return. And once again, 2016, 2017, May, June, July, 21st. Dang, I've got an origami class scheduled on that day. Ugh. Do you remember the 90s band Smash Mouth? Well, they were playing a gig at A Taste of Fort Collins. It's a Colorado event that featured music performances as well as various food and drink booths. Lead singer Steve Harwell lost his temper on stage after getting hit in the head by flying bread. Flying bread! He called out to whoever was responsible to get up on stage so he could beat the out of him. He then went into the crowd looking for the mystery assailant until security held him back. Even after the crowd started singing their hit song All Star, Harwell wouldn't calm down and he stormed off the stage without finishing their encore. For the record, it wasn't bread. What I threw was a head of lettuce. Chris Rock's wife, Malak Compton, yeah, that's what I said, Malak, is demanding a large chunk of his $70 million fortune because the prenup for their 20-year marriage has expired. The couple married back in 1996, and together they have two kids, 13 and 11. This one's gonna get ugly. Funny lady Amy Schumer tipped her waiter $500. Yeah, $500. And that was for a $49 meal at Peter's Clam Bar in Long Island, New York. That's roughly 50 times more than your average 20% tip. Canadians, that's 100 times more than your average 10% tip. A source at the restaurant told LA Spins that Amy got involved in, quote, an engaging animated conversation with her server Ryan. He revealed to Schumer he was a student working two jobs to pay for college. Well, she left him a 1,000% tip for a plate of crab cakes and some adult beverages, proving she is no cheapskate. So does that mean that whenever Amy goes out to eat now, she'll be surrounded by a sea of hopeful waiters? Jack Houston has dropped out of the reboot of The Crow. He's best known for his role of the badly disfigured World War I vet Richard Harrow on HBO's Boardwalk Empire. Jack has blamed an extraordinary work schedule for the reason that he's unable to continue with this project. He was set to take on the role that was originated by Bruce Lee's son Brandon in the original 1994 film. The Crow is currently in pre-production in Wales. Director Corin Hardy said, quote, Jack Houston is unfortunately unavailable to continue with us on The Crow. The Crow is an amazing project, and I'm grateful that we have the time and patience to get it right. We look forward to unveiling our new lead and starting to film over the next several weeks. This is the second time the person scheduled to play the lead has exited the film. Previously, Luke Evans of Fast and Furious 6 exited the production due to scheduling conflicts. We have sad news to report here that the daughter of the late Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina, is being taken out of the hospital and moved to the Atlanta home that she once shared with her mom. Sources say that this way she can be surrounded by familiar things, and if her condition worsens, she will be allowed to die in peace.
The news wrap up.
So the world's biggest video game conference, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, E3, was held here in LA this week. What was hot? Virtual reality, with four times the number of virtual reality booths as last year. Uber drivers are making close to 1 million trips every day in China, almost as many as on the entire ride-hailing service globally. The San Francisco-based company hopes to buck the trend of U.S. tech firms that have failed to crack the lucrative Chinese market by investing more than $1 billion there this year. Jules Stewart is completely denying that she ever confirmed that her daughter, Kristen Stewart, is having a romantic relationship with Alicia Cargill. But tapes exist proving that she did make those statements. Sharon Feinstein, the Sunday Mirror reporter who published an article claiming Kristen Stewart's mom confirmed the actress is dating Alicia Cargill, is not happy. The mom is now backtracking. The journalist went on a Twitter rant this week and revealed that she has the original audio tapes from her interview with Jules, and she's going to release them. Who's Alicia Cargill anyway? She works for a music video company here in LA and has worked on videos by Maroon 5, Kesha, and Alicia Keys. Yesterday, not many knew who Alicia was. Today, everyone wants to know who Alicia is. That's Hollywood.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie, Jurassic World, blew away the competition, becoming the biggest debuting film in U.S. box office history. $209 million. The number one album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful by Florence and the Machine, holds the top spot for the second week in a row. The number one app, Minecraft Pocket Edition, isn't budging. It's still number one. The number one fiction book, Finders Keepers by Stephen King, is the best-selling book in the U.S. for the second straight week. Miguel was born and raised in the LA suburb of San Pedro, and he's been singing since 2000. It wasn't until 2011, though, before Miguel had his first hit record, All I Want Is You. Since then, Miguel has had several more hits, like Do You and How Many Drinks, and now Miguel is releasing his third studio album, and it's great. From the album Wild Heart, out today, here's Miguel featuring Wale with the song of the week, Coffee.
We talk street art, sarcasm, crass humor in high fashion. Peach color moon glisses, the plot thickens as we laugh off of shotguns and tongue kisses. Bubble bath, you for daring, would you rather? A cold flame, the thrill of no shame. Drug, sex, and Polaroid, pick a star in the sky. We could both say goodbye. Wish I could paint all of these moments in vibrant hue. Wordplay turns into gunplay. Gunplay turns into pillow talk. Pillow talk turns into sweet dreams. Sweet dreams turn into coffee in the morning. Coffee in the morning.
Precious time and my temptations. Never mind that, I guess I climb the ladder later. Let you try and put your back on me, then I'ma take it. What is this, macchiato we chasing? Caffeinated your body, I swear to y'all I'ma stay up. Grab a towel, she need it. Now she open again, she say my stroke is a stone. I let that soak in the beam. What's up with it? Okay, what's really good? I never know your bad side until you show your goods. Okay, what's up with it? Hey. Then let me set the mood. Hey. She said she don't on the first night, the morning wood. Hey. We talk, read some movies and old tunes. Emulate 50 Shades over Jodeci Groves. But I'm joking, I'm trying to send your body that notion. If nobody throw me a floater, I'ma drown in the ocean. Come and take this work, come around, be late to work. As the conversation fades, let's play you hang up first.
with your silly self. Pictures in my celly, well, kisses give her goosebumps. Well, that's cool, I used to chew the brown.
What's up, baby? Ain't mean to wake you. I can put you back to sleep if that's a consolation. And I'm tired of waiting.
From the new album Wild Heart, that was Miguel with the song of the week, Coffee. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.